I've been asking this man, Mr. 99, for 10 years to do some kind of interview, some kind of video, and because of scheduling, because of just too many things, you've always gracefully declined. Mike DeLay, CEO, currently CEO of Auto Alerts. You've always gracefully, but you're on now. We finally got you on. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, years ago, Sean Stapleton told me that I had a face for radio.
Ooh.
And so I just kind of, I've just declined to interview. So this is literally the first time I've ever done an interview on print or live. I mean, I've just never done an interview.
It's an amazing thing because if you look at your background, if we stay automotive in your background, one of the pioneers or the pioneer of Silicon Prairie automotive platforms, right? Mm-hmm. With Vince Stickers way back 2006, 2004?
2006, 7, yeah.
It was the first, you know, platform in Kansas City. And since then, if we look, we've had Vin Stickers, we've had Vin Solutions, Conversica, you've got Dealer Q, Auto Alerts. I mean, the list goes on that are now in Kansas City, all because of a decision that you made to keep your first company in automotive software platforms in Kansas City. How does that, I mean, that's a big deal.
Well, I think... somebody told me the other day that we have about 1,800 employees, I think now, in Kansas City that are working at software companies. And a large majority of those people work for me, and it really makes me feel good, right, to see people branch out. I've got, you know, the Dave Marotts at Conversica's and, you know, the old Vin team with Chase Habit and Stephen Keen and some of those guys that, you know, we worked with forever that are doing really good now.
I know Brian Kellogg.
It's like a parent of mine. Yeah. You know, and you've heard me say this before, Joey, but someone will come up and say something about Vin Solutions, and they're all my kids, say, right? So I look at them like kids, and I'm glad that we could do that for Kansas City.
And then not only just with the culture and the people that have got, you know, employed in Kansas City, but also the companies themselves. These aren't companies that just started and then fizzled out or stayed flat. A major CRM company that you founded, later on sold to Cox Automotive and Auto Trader, I just saw, got 20% bigger in the last, in 2017.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, you build it to last, and that's, I commend you on that.
Obviously at the time we didn't know it, but it has, right? I think we're, you know, much like we are with Auto Alert now, we're just getting really far ahead, right?
Yeah.
You know, when our development team and, you know, at Vin Solutions, Matt Watson led it, and Tom Walls took over for Matt at Vin, and now with us, you know, we really think into the future. Like, you know, we were thinking about millennials when we were developing Vin, and now we're thinking about the Z generation when we're developing Auto Alert. Mm-hmm. And so we build for the future, and I think that's just, you know, a case of it. Now, the 20%, I give all the credit to Lori Whitman on that.
Sorry.
Lori does a great job. She took over, and she's actually developed that company and done an awesome job. I'm super proud of her.
Talking about Lori, the GMVP for Vin Solutions.
Yeah, she runs Vin Solutions.
Absolutely.
Great job.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what you just said about platforms, about using Built for the Future. In fact, you've really, really focused on multi-generational platforms now for automotive, which is something we have to have. Can you explain a little bit about what a regular platform versus something that's multi-generational?
Well, that's a good question, and we could probably take an hour on just that answer. But I think the two things that we think about the most are, A, the technology. Right, and then we think of the generation. So when we looked at Gen Z, and Joey, of course, works with me, so we did it together. But we knew that kids were going to enter the workforce earlier, right? We knew that people, the Gen Zs, like to multitask; they can do three or four things at the same time without an issue, right? We always talk about how they can do their homework on a laptop while FaceTiming on their iPad, while, you know, texting some other friends on their phone all at the same time. So we knew that whatever software that we were going to have in a dealership had to have the ability to multitask, right? And we just started thinking ahead. Well, since we're building our platform, we could use modern technology. Mm-hmm. And I always say, you know, if I could go back and have the same team I have now, back when we first started Vin, the same technology, we wouldn't have gone through the struggles we went through, right? We actually had hard servers that were sitting in a facility, you know, in the caves in Kansas City and in the West Coast, and now it's all in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier now, and unfortunately, people that have built their software a certain way, you're stuck with it. Mm-hmm. Legacy systems. So it's hard to change a legacy system. Mm-hmm. I know we had a one of the dealers was in a press release the other day saying how some of the consolidators have really had a difficult time in consolidating software, and it's not their fault. And I completely agree with that statement, because they're taking legacy software and trying to combine it. Mm-hmm. And it's almost an impossible task to do, and it really truly is something that had to be built from the ground up.
Built for the future.
Built for the future.
You have to look for the future. Yes. I want to talk about two big press releases that came out this week for Auto Alert. I want to start first with the multi-generational platform of Auto Alert. Has now become this unit, this umbrella of customer experience management, consumer experience management, which is amazing. And it is what dealers are focusing on, which is consumer experience. Tell me, what does that mean to you? How did that become a part of what Auto Alert is now? That is our core experience.
Yes. I mean, I think that was just a natural move. And we're not the first industry to do it. Right? As a matter of fact, we might be one of the last big industries to do it. And it was thinking about a consumer from the day they purchase a vehicle to they purchase their next vehicle and when they come in for service. And it's two things. One, how you deal with them and how you communicate about them. And what we saw was there was no communication system internally in a dealership. Mm-hmm. So you could not have a conversation about a customer that was having difficulties with your dealership or an issue, but you could talk about them pre-sale. Mm-hmm. I sent an internet lead in, I called them on the phone, they're gonna come in Tuesday, they have an appointment, great. But after that, the communication about the consumer stopped and it just wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And so we added it to this platform, and we also understood that if we could get the right message at the right time to the consumer, and the right message to the right time to the employees at the dealership, we were able to do a behavioral shift in the consumers. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is get them to understand that it's a great time for them to buy a car earlier than they thought it was a great time for them to buy a car. Mm-hmm. And that's tagging, and that's tracking, and that's understanding every last thing your customers do. And we just had our 20 group meeting here for our Ford stores this week, and one of the big topics was that now this is a business unit within the store. So for the first time ever, we believe that dealers are going to start looking at this type of platform as a new business unit. We have new sales, right? We have our pre-owned, we have service, we have our body shops, our parts departments. We also have our existing customers, right? Mm-hmm. We have our portfolio of customers that needs to be managed and needs to be managed in a certain way, and that's what we're going to help people do.
What I like about the platforms that you develop with Tom Walls and the ideas that come out of it is, I used to say the wrong term, I'm going to say the right term now. We eat our own dog food at Auto Alert, mm-hmm. meaning that the Pando communication platform that's used, we use it. And yes. You have insisted, as you know, CEO of Auto Alert, if anybody wants to talk to you, which is anybody in the company, you can Pando you.
Yes.
No text, no phone calls, mm-hmm. let's use what we're using. And it's absolutely perfected. That whole platform, and I think that you need to be commended for that, because I know not to text, I know to Pando you.
Yes, and we get them every day now, and I think what, you know, if I was going to say anything about that is A, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
B, it can be done if you run your organization the right way, and C, that you become way more collaborative.
Mm.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Right, you're talking to different people in different departments about issues at the same time, and groups of people and processes that are firing, and it's just a more collaborative way to do work. You know, once again, we didn't invent it. Mm-hmm. Slack has it. Salesforce has a version of it. We're just auto-centric, because in automotive, we have to deal with your customers, and we have to deal with VIN numbers.
Right.
Right. So ours is built to deal with that.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess you could almost say it's a Slack for the car business.
It's been very much compared to that and built for automotive.
Yes.
Speak about the other press release that came out. Dealer Teamwork, mm-hmm. CEO Sean Stapleton, yourself made the announcement that the API for Auto Alert has been opened up, and now the integration with Dealer Teamwork. Mm-hmm. That's something different also in this industry. Nobody likes to open things up to other vendors and things. So how did that come to be? And also want to talk, you also have a promise to Conversica as well.
Yeah, so that you'll see something coming out soon with that as well. We'll go over that in a second. But Dealer Teamwork just made sense,
mm-hmm.
right? Sean and I worked together in the past, right? We both have a passion for helping customers. We both have a passion for doing things the right way. And we both know there's a better way to do things. And as our system sits today, we are consumer and employee facing.
Mm-hmm.
And what Sean's going to help us do is to actually be inventory facing. Right, so we understand that a vehicle has to have a certain amount of VDP views or the CRM, a certain amount of attempts to sell it before it'll sell. And we're seeing market pricing tools now that just say, in 30 days, Joey, just drop the price.
Right.
But nobody's looked at it, nobody's clicked at it online. So we might want to do a one-to-one vehicle communication versus a one-to-one consumer Right. That makes sense.
It, absolutely.
And so that's what we're teaming up to do. Conversica, as we know, is AI. And, you know, a lot of our dealers, most of our dealers simply have a bigger workload than they can deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just sitting down with a dealer over here that had 59,000 alerts. And, you know, you can't handle 59,000 alerts, but Conversica could come in and work those alerts for you. So we will be announcing that by the end of the day today.
Yes.
So, and as far as everybody goes, you know, we look outside our industry once again. Mm-hmm. And what do we see? You know, Salesforce, I created Pando, or Tom did, our team did. We're already interfaced. You know, that was Salesforce, right? Slack. Anybody that wants to interface with Slack can interface with Slack. Mm-hmm. And in most industries, that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
In automotive, that's not the case. And at the end of the day, the dealer ends up paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another, you can call it what you want. You can bill it how you want. You can, on the statement, it says whatever it wants. But the dealer ends up paying for integrations with other software tools. And it seems to be a trend now.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it started with certain companies, and now it's CRM companies and market pricing companies, and everybody kind of wants to take their little piece of the pie,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not right. So we are never going to do that. And any vendors that want to integrate with us, and we've had 10 meetings today, we're going to let them in.
Well, that's great.
Right? Because at the end of the day, it's better for us. It's better for our customer. Right, and if it's a win for me, and it's a win for the customer, and it's a win for their customers, like Bob Tasca probably just said,
yeah,
it's a win-win-win,
win-win-win.
Right? I think we should all do it.
Absolutely. Hey, can I take you to the personal side of your life now? Mm-hmm. I know we've got, there's a lot of great information there, mm-hmm. but I wanted to put this out there about Lollipop KC. You're a big animal lover. You've done a lot of work in Kansas City with supporting the animal rescues and things like that. And then now you have a celebrity. Frenchie,
yes.
A celebrity Instagram Frenchie, Lollipop KC.
Yeah.
Tell us about Lollipop. Tell us about how this Instagram thing is going. And of course, you guys have to follow Lollipop KC on Instagram. But tell me what came to this. So what was just like, a picture of a cute dog or what's?
As you know, I don't have any children, so she's literally my daughter now,
mm-hmm.
and we just love her. And JJ, Julian Johnson, I don't know if he's up here doing an interview or not, but Julian bought a puppy,
mm-hmm.
Wilson, or we adopted, but Wilson. And so we just had a contest and said, hey, let's see who can get the most followers on Instagram.
Right.
Because we wanted to, frankly, learn Instagram. I mean, neither one of us were really big Instagram users.
Right.
So we thought this would be a really great way for us to get into the tool, understand the tool. We didn't know how to post. We didn't know how to edit. We didn't know how to hashtag. And so we both learned it.
Yeah.
And I will say that I'm 3 times the followers.
Are you? I haven't checked it lately.
Yeah.
But it is.
So we're about 5,000 followers with Lolly now.
And very hardcore in the Frenchie Bulldog. Is
yes,
that what it is?
Yeah. French Bulldog.
Kinda,
look her up. You got everybody that sees her a lover.
Lollipop KC.
KC. Yes.
At Lollipop KC. Mm-hmm. Last thing, this kind of moves into what we're doing tonight at the House of Blues, Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino. 38 Special is going to be playing. This is one thing that I've seen the entire 10 years that I've been with you and your team, is that music plays a big part in your life.
Yes.
Whether you bring a guitar on the road with you when we uh-huh. do these conventions, you tell us to sing, you sing, and then every party we have, you have this great bands that are coming in. Where'd the love for music come from? And two, I'm trying to put this, the love to make other people love music too, because you're very strong about it. You got to hear this. The song lyrics. If you don't know song lyrics, Mike DeLay asks you, you're like, because he knows every lyric out there. Where'd this love for music come from?
You know, I think my father loves music, and I just grew up with music. I grew up listening to Simon and Garfunkel and Billy Joel, and James Taylor.
Yeah.
So great lyricists. This is why I like the lyrics. And, you know, I just think everybody loves music. I mean, how many people do you know that generally don't like music? Right?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel good. It puts a smile on your face. And so I'm just a big supporter of it. And I love having these parties for our customers and prospects.
Yeah.
It's, you know? So tonight's going to be a lot of fun. We got the House of Blues 38 Special.
Yes.
So girls can wear their 80s hair.
Absolutely.
Back out there.
I'll put mine up. My high.
Yes.
My Wichita, Kansas high hair.
And I look forward to seeing everybody there tonight.
Yeah. Last question, and I'm going to get you out of here because I know you got a lot of things going on. It's going to stay with music, stay personally with you. Do you have a dream concert that you haven't attended, but you've always wanted to see a band live, or I mean, alive or dead? Any concert in the history of your life, or that you've always wanted to see?
Well, I've seen a lot of concerts.
I know that. That's this is a tough question for me.
So most of them, I'm going to tell you that I've seen.
Yeah.
So there's a, you know, there's concerts I'd like to see again. You know, more than I haven't seen.
Right.
Because I'm just fortunate enough that I travel a lot, and mm-hmm. I'm a classic rock guy, so pretty much any band that's still around. I mean, I'd love to see a CCR reunion.
Absolutely.
With Fogerty. Right. Yeah. That would be a huge thing for me. I just went to the Eagles with you the other night, right? We had
it was amazing.
Who
time
was sitting in with them?
Vince Gill.
Vince Gill was sitting in, which mm-hmm. was completely
also,
awesome.
Also, Glenn Frey's son was playing with them too.
Yeah. Pink Floyd, of course. We went to
that was an amazing show.
I'm pretty much just a music lover. You know, I book every concert that comes to town. We go to most of them.
I worked in radio for 8 years, and I've seen more concerts with you than I did actually working in the radio business, which is shows how much this guy loves, because I've only gone to a few, you know, of all
that's
that you go
to. That's the benefit of working for a guy who loves music.
Apply. I wanted to talk about this. We're growing. AutoAlert is growing, hiring, investing back into the cities that we're in, Kansas City, Irvine, Boston. Tell us about the growing thing. We are hiring nonstop.
We are hiring nonstop. We are expecting 2x growth this year of our account base. You guys will see some announcements coming out shortly. But we're going to have rapid growth, so we're hiring all over the country, not just in those three places.
Right.
But we have offices there and training facilities. But if you're looking for a position with AutoAlert as a trainer or as a RPM that goes out and visits with dealers, let us know.
Absolutely.
I mean, go to our website, fill out an application. We'd be more than happy to talk to you.
And we'll in post-production, we'll make sure we'll put the links and everything that you need in this video, along with Lollipop KC's link to get to that Instagram. Mike, I want to say thank you. It's been 10 years. I've been asking this man to come on and interview, and I think it went really well. So,
I did too.
Yeah, thank you
thank
very
you,
much.
Joey.
Thank you very much.